matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Darren, how's it going, man?
So far, so good. How are y'all doing?
I can't complain. Not yet, anyway. So let's hear about you and Caitlin. What's the problem? What are we doing?
Well, the problem is I think she got tired of me. I guess that's what's happening. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, we got out on a few dates, but we hadn't really decided anything long term or anything like that. We've just been seeing each other. And we met back in April at a charity deal. And we had a really good time talking, getting to know one another, this and that. And I ended up getting her number. And it took almost no time at all, like 2 seconds for us to decide to go out on a date.
Love that.
And then we sort of, we just kept doing that. And until she up and quit talking to me out of the blue, and I have no idea why, but that's why I decided to email the show, you know, to see if there's any way to save what we had going so far.
No, man, that's the idea. But how far off the rails could this have gotten potentially? Like, can you backtrack it a little bit, maybe? Is there a specific problem you guys had, or a fight, or some weirdness that we need to know about, or an uncomfortable topic, like something like that got brought up? Like what did y'all do the last time you were together?
All right. Well, the last time we were together, she came to my house, and basically we were just doing the Netflix chill thing. We watched Netflix, and I don't know what would have set her off about that.
Well, how would you rate the night? Good, bad?
It was just a typical normal night, pretty standard for what we had been doing so far. We were going to go out to dinner, but that was the night we had that crazy hailstorm and things were going nuts outside.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Smart.
Right. So we decided to stay in, obviously, and glad we did, because it got nasty out.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost lost power, but didn't. But, you know, we made some dinner. Added some scrap stuff I had laying around in the pantry, and we started this show.
Okay, what were you watching?
It's a nutty show. It's crazy. You probably heard of it. It's called I Am a Killer. But it's a wacky show, man. It's like interviews with all those people on death row.
It's
pretty fantastic.
Okay, not what I'd pick for a date night there, Darren. Like, do you think that might have been a problem for her, too?
I didn't think so. I mean, why would she have a problem with that?
I'm just wondering, like, how well do you know this woman?
You know, me having seen the show, you invite.
See, I've never seen
you've
it.
Never, you don't watch. It's like,
no.
It's murder stories. Like, it's straight, like dead behind the eyes murders behind glass.
Yeah, so you marathon a bunch of stories from death row murderers.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I guess the focus is about how they killed a bunch of people.
That is the focus, Katie. That's exactly the show.
I don't think that's a problem, we'd already been out a few times, so that'd have been a lot for me to set her up for a murder. But
We're not saying you're going to murder her, Darren.
I'm saying I don't know that you should have watched the show.
Yeah.
But you know what? Thanks for putting that in my brain.
That's not my thing. It's just a basic show where they interview them, and they show both sides of the story, and they interview the families.
Yeah.
And, it dives into the cases and stuff like that.
No. Absolutely. But, like, if you are a woman going over to a guy's house and you're still kind of in the in-between
You just started
phase,
dating.
Yeah. And you don't know her. I mean, you don't know her feelings on true crime, right? Like, maybe she's weirded out by, like, you vibing out to, like, this greatest hits reel of serial killers.
That's alarming.
Right?
Maybe that's alarming. Maybe. Just a smidge.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I thought everybody liked true crime, and, you know. When I see a lot of ladies that are into it too, so I really didn't give it a second thought.
That's fair.
I'll give you that.
All right, how'd the night end?
We ate some pasta and we watched about 3 episodes of the show, and when the rain died, she left and went home.
So she didn't stay the night or anything?
No, not at all. That was it. And after that, she kind of just texted me a little less and less for a couple of days, and then it just drifted to where I don't hear from her.
I hate to tell you this at all anymore. Yeah. Hate to tell you this, man. Murder shows is like right in the lead.
Murder
like,
show,
yeah,
for sure.
But we're gonna find out. So we're gonna get Caitlin on the phone. We'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, don't get it twisted, right? I also love true crime.
Yes.
I just don't know that, like, watching the inside scoop on the serial killer psyche.
Dude, it is such
a date night activity.
It is such a haunting show. I cannot describe how off-putting that show
right?
is.
So, yeah, it's maybe that is why Caitlin is not talking to Darren anymore.
Yes, it's a mood kill.
Maybe she just got a little spooked.
Yeah, who knows?
Darren insisted a little too often that he wasn't trying to murder her, which is an interesting side note. But let's get Caitlin on the phone and find out what's going on. Hey, is this Caitlin?
Yeah, this is Caitlin. Who's this?
Hey, Caitlin, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Do you happen to have a few minutes by chance?
Oh, hi. Yeah, what's going on?
So we're calling you to hopefully give you one hell of a night out. Okay, someone entered you for this free date night package that we have. And if you accept it, you'd actually get to pick like all of the parts of this. Most of the parts of this.
Most. There is. Okay, so the one part you don't really get to pick is the date, right? It's going to be the person who entered you for it. It's a dude you've been out with before. His name's Darren.
Oh. That makes sense. Okay.
All right. Okay, less than excited.
Yeah, not very enthused.
Is there something major that went down between you two, or is this something that, like...
No, it's definitely a big deal.
Okay. All right.
And the last time we were together, it really sealed the deal for me, so...
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think I know where we're going with this.
So you've met his daughter, too?
No, I have not met her.
Sorry, what did you just call my daughter?
Darren?
Yeah, he's been waiting on the phone.
Yes.
We're going to agree to see him again.
Right, so what are we...
Hey, what's happening? What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, I never would have, like, said that language in front of you. I didn't mean it. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Darren. I just couldn't find another way to describe your daughter because she was really insulting to me when we were together.
Well, what happened?
Okay, so we were over at his house and we were watching some show, like this killer crime show.
Right.
I really didn't think I'd like it, but I was like hooked and I was really into it.
Yes, that's the show. Right.
So we were watching this show and Darren, at one point he gets up, he's going downstairs to get more wine. And it's getting a little late. It's like maybe 11 p.m. or so. And I guess that's around the time that his daughter came home. And she like slammed in the door and was like walking up the stairs. And then she does a double take and she's like, who the f*** are you?
Oh, okay.
And I was just like stunned. I was like stunned at that behavior because like I don't know any teenagers that do that. And I certainly never would have done that with my parents or any guest.
Yeah, that's bold.
And disrespectful, sure.
I didn't know what to say or I didn't know what to do. So I recovered and then I was just like trying to introduce myself and say I was a friend of her dad's. And she just cuts me off. And she's like, never mind, don't care. And walks off
looks
at her phone.
I was floored.
Like, how disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And I didn't want to be in that house anymore, for one more second.
That is something.
Yeah, so you left. Yeah, I get that.
Darren, how's your daughter?
Well, damn, this was kind of a blow to the head, but she's about to turn 18. But, you know, I have to say, though, I had no idea this happened.
Caitlin, you did know he had a daughter, right? That wasn't, like, also a surprise, was it?
No, I did know he has a daughter, and I didn't know she was that hateful, like, the look in her eyes when she was, like, speaking to me and, like, the venom in her voice, and honestly, it was like watching people from that killer show. Like,
oh,
so I was
God.
Just coming out of the show, and I was looking at her, and she was acting like this, and it was like in real life, and
wow.
It was just like weird, and Darren has got his hands full with that girl, and I know...
Yeah, clearly.
Right.
Well, I wish you would have told me about this sooner. I mean, Angie's definitely tricky. You know, she's about to be out of the house. She's getting ready to move out, start her own life. She's going to Texas State in the fall. But until then, I think it's just usual teenage BS. It's exhausting as a single dad. I mean, she had a few incidents at school, some issues with her mom.
Oh.
She started acting out a bit, but it's nothing I can't handle. I mean, I can totally deal with it. I think it's just a teenage thing.
Can you deal with it? Like, I don't know. she's like this all the time with everyone. And is she okay? Like, I mean, going around and being openly hostile to strangers suggests otherwise. Like, what am I supposed to take away from that?
Well, you know, you don't need to take away anything from that exchange at all. I mean, my daughter is pissed off that I'm dating.
Sure.
Right.
She's acting out because me and her mom got divorced, and it's tough on her as it is with every kid. But, I think it's just a phase because she wasn't like that earlier. And I'll get through it just like she will. And I know you don't have kids, but sometimes it ain't all that serious. I'll talk to her about her manners, and I'll remind her the way she treated you was completely out of line. You know, I'll tell her that she can't act like that while she's living under my roof. Once she's gone, of course, she can do what she wants. But, I mean, I'm just saying... What? It's not all that uncommon with teenage girls to act out and be...
No, that's not a normal thing for a kid to do. I'm sorry, and I don't care how old she is. That was her first reaction to me sitting there, and I'm a stranger, I'm a guest, and I can only imagine like what she would do or say if I'm over there regularly. Like, what is she going to do? Poison my iced tea because she's mad at me and you're dating and stab me in my sleep? Or like this unchecked... anger and aggression there, and I think she needs therapy.
Let's say that's true. I'm just saying that she's also being a teenager. I mean, I've seen this before with other people's kids, and she might have some things to work through.
Yeah, like
sure.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to be alarmed over, I don't think. I mean, she's not going to kill you in your sleep.
What is with murder? We hate people and murder.
Yeah.
It was just a bad interaction. And now that I know this, I'm going to have a major discussion with her. And all I can do is say that I'm very sorry that it happened. But it's not like something you would just write me off for. I think, can we just be rational about this for a second, please?
Well, look, I mean, this is your call, Caitlin, at the end of the day. Like, what are we thinking?
I mean, what do you think? Do you have kids?
No.
I have babies, so I can't really relate to all this. But what are you asking? Are you wondering if this is something you can or maybe should tolerate? Maybe it gets better? Ugh. Or is it to be expected and you just put up with it until she moves out and see where things go? Or one of those?
Yeah, something like that. Am I overthinking this? Is it as messed up as it felt? Am I being too sensitive? Like my first reaction is to move on, but maybe he's right. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, look, hang on the line and then we'll try to hash this out. Okay. Just give us a few minutes.